Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dr. Jerika Dodd of Your Pharmacy Advocate LLC. Dr. Jerika, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Dr. Jerika so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Dr. Jerika is a pharmacist, entrepreneur, coach, and leader. She holds a Doctor of Pharmacy degree from the Florida Agriculture and Mechanical University, FAMU, a Master's of Science in Pharmacy Administration and Pharmacy Residence from The Ohio State University, and a Master of Science with a focus in Applied Pharmacoeconomics from the University of Florida. Dr. Dodd has been a pharmacist for 21 years and transitioned into full-time entrepreneurship after a 17-year career in the pharmaceutical industry and multiple roles in medical affairs. Currently, she is enrolled in the Institute of Functional Medicine and aiming to introduce a functional medicine perspective to the pharmaceutical management of member patients of Your Pharmacy Advocate LLC, where she is the founder and CEO. Dr. Dodd has been requested to serve as a speaker for numerous and diverse professional and community events. With her background in pharmacy, leadership training, and her passion for people, Dr. Dodd enjoys encouraging people to be their best and to get the most out of every opportunity that life presents. Her favorite scripture is Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is required. And Dr. Dodd endeavors to live life giving back from the abundant ways in which she has been blessed. Dr. Dodd, thank you so much for being on the show. Are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am ready. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for rocking and rolling. And I wanted to kick everything off to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to get started with your business.
Sure. My CEO story actually is more of a personal story. I don't know that I set out to be the CEO of a pharmacy consulting practice, but several years ago, probably about 4 years ago in 2015, I had the circumstances of following and supporting my father as he was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma. He's a Vietnam vet. And then also 5 months later, supporting my mother through a triple bypass heart surgery in which she came out of that surgery with a dementia that lasted, or what seemed like a dementia that lasted for about 2 years. And 5 months after my mother's surgery, I had brain surgery. And so I found that along that journey, one, everything happened 5 months apart for each one of us. However, I was an advocate for my parents and also was an advocate for myself when I was in the hospital recovering. And in that time, decided that I was going to definitely build something to help advocate for patients as they were on their health journeys, because I realized how many questions people have about their health and don't have anyone to support them to get the answers they need.
Absolutely. Well, I'm definitely obviously sorry to hear, you know, all of that happen, you know, especially in such a short period of time, even though 5 months can seem long, but that definitely, for things like that, that's definitely a lot to take in a short period of time. So, you know, showed a tremendous amount of strength to be able to just go through that. But I appreciate you for not only helping yourself, helping your family, but also sounds like reaching out to help so many other people.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper. I know that, you know, when those times happen, they're never really kind of always usually expected. Mm-hmm. So you need to have people to lean on. So can you I know you touched a little bit upon it, but could you tell us a little bit more on what you're doing with your
company? Sure. So as I said, as I was recovering, I decided that I was going to build a business that could help patients by advocating for their health journey. And I built Your Pharmacy Advocate, which is a virtual pharmacy consulting practice where essentially every patient has their own personal pharmacist. So on average, when a patient goes to a physician's office, they get about 7 to 10 minutes in the exam room. And that's not a long time to talk about your health history or what's ailing you at the moment. And so when that patient then leaves that office and then heads to their local pharmacy to pick up their prescription, generally they're tired, they've encountered the healthcare system, they're ready to get home, ready to get kids home, what have you. And so there's usually not the pressing need to ask a lot of questions at that moment, because that's just not usually where their focus is. And given these circumstances in today's pharmacy profession, that pharmacist likely may or may not have the time to spend a lot of time with that patient answering their questions. So your pharmacy advocate fills that gap so that a patient can have a personal pharmacist that's assigned to them, that knows their health, and that can answer, be available to answer their questions. Maybe it's at 7 p.m. when they get home and they've had a chance to, you know, download from the day, and they have additional questions that they couldn't even think of in the doctor's office or at the pharmacy counter.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And like you said, you know, because I imagine it's so, you know, emotionally, maybe not necessarily taxing, but maybe draining is the right word, where there's just so much going on. And like you said, you know, you're going through the day, all you want to do is just get home, get to where your safe space is, and you don't want to have to worry about anything. You're not thinking about questions because, you know, pretty much you get your prescription, it's like, do you have any questions? And no, you don't really have any questions because you never really thought about it. But yeah, when you get back home in your safe space, you might have certain things you want to ask, and to be able to tap into expertise, but also people that know you is definitely huge.
Sometimes you even just want more privacy. You don't necessarily want to stand and ask all of your questions with a line of people who are waiting to pick up their prescription. And you may feel like you're rushed or like you're in a hurry. And so those are also factors that weighed into the way that I designed this program.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And that's why I definitely appreciate you, you know, talking about, you know, exactly what happened for you. So it's not as if you're like a fly on the wall looking at the situation. It sounds like you were in a similar situation. So you understand the frustrations, the standing in line and not wanting to ask certain questions, all those things that are going through people's minds. You've actually built your company around.
Right. Some of the other things that caused me to build the platform the way that I did is that oftentimes patients are seeing multiple physicians. Mm. And so while that challenge is somewhat helped with the fact that we have electronic medical records, oftentimes patients have prescriptions from, you know, several doctors, and if they go to several different pharmacies potentially, because maybe they are looking for better deals for their prescriptions. So if you have multiple meds from multiple doctors and potentially coming from multiple pharmacies, who is able to keep track of all of that and make sure that, one, ultimately the patient is number one and safe? Who is able to help that patient communicate about those prescriptions or about any side effects or adverse events they're having as a result? And the pharmacist with your pharmacy advocate are able to do that. We're also able to help patients to have communication with their doctors. Many patients won't call back and say, this caused me to have a headache or this upset my stomach. They'll just think, well, I don't want to bother the doctor. Right. Well, the pharmacist that they work with is able to either coach them on what to say and how to say it, or we can interact with the healthcare practitioner directly on their behalf.
Nice. That makes perfect sense, because a lot of times you have to be able to kind of quote unquote speak the same language or understand exactly how to say certain things. And it's funny because a lot of times I always say my big phrase is putting on your own oxygen mask. So making sure that you're taken care of. But a lot of times we'll put the doctor seems so busy, so I don't want to bother them. I don't want to, you know, take them out of their regular schedule or whatever. But a lot of times we have to understand how best to do that so that we can be healthy and safe, so we can take care of our family and our friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nice. And so you might have already touched on this, but could you talk, I guess, a little bit more about, it could be your personal secret sauce or your secret sauce for your organization or your company, and what you feel kind of sets you guys apart?
So what sets your pharmacy advocate apart are a couple of different things. Number one, we're virtual. And so we're able to reach patients where they are. We're able to communicate with them either by phone call or by a virtual meeting. And all that can be done through either a website or an app on their phone or their tablet. So that makes it easy for the patient to basically literally have that pharmacist in the palm of their hand, mm-hmm. if that's convenient for them. And it also allows us to dig a little deeper, and we are able to spend time. Because we dig deeper, we spend time with patients. So not that 7 to 10 minutes, we spend time asking questions. And you would be amazed some of the times when we're talking with patients and you just ask the question, is there anything else? And they go, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you this. And so it really gives them a chance to answer the questions that help the pharmacist know more about their health. And then another secret sauce, if you will, ingredient is that we take care of patients from a functional medicine standpoint. So we help ask the questions, why? Why do you have hypertension? Why do you have diabetes? Why? Oftentimes in conventional medicine, patients are given a prescription because of the symptoms that they're experiencing, but we're not really getting to the root of the problem. And so we aim to have those conversations and introduce that perspective into caring for that patient. And we also serve as a team member to be an advocate, not only for the patient, but also to support that patient's physician in having a pharmacist on their team, if you will.
Nice. That makes perfect sense. And so that is what functional medicine is being able to kind of, I guess, function in society and on a regular basis. Is that the correct way to phrase it?
Well, functional medicine is a discipline of medicine to get to the root cause of our problems. Mm-hmm. So for example, many of the chronic conditions, and this is a very high level generalization description, but many of the chronic illnesses or chronic conditions that we experience or that people experience, diabetes, hypertension, immune disorders such as multiple sclerosis, lupus, chronic conditions such as those are really the result of our bodies saying there's something going on and the immune system is not reacting well to it, or there's a considerable amount of underlying inflammation in the body. And so there are medications that you can give. However, if they are not getting to the root cause of what that inflammation is, it's almost like trying to smolder or put something over a fire and it's still smoldering underneath. You've got to get to the root cause of what is keeping this fire going.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I've always heard that a lot of times, like when you, when you're, I guess, getting the flu, and this is a poor example because I'm not a doctor, but whatever that is sometimes a manifestation of something that's going on deeper. So a lot of times I know people deal with a lot of stress. So sometimes they'll have pain in certain parts of their body or they have a headache and they think, okay, let me take this Advil. But in reality, if you're stressed, that's really the underlying, you know, cause. Absolutely. You got to figure out what that is.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right. I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this could be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
So I would say, especially when I was a newer in this journey, the book that was recommended to me was called the No BS Guide to Time Management for Entrepreneurs, and it's by Dan Kennedy. And there's a portion in the beginning of that book where he talks about how to value your time. What is your time worth? And I think sometimes when you begin the journey of CEO, you have goodwill and you want to spend time and talk to everybody that wants to talk with you. But going through that portion of the book, working through the example, and, you know, he even says in the book, you know, don't get caught up, you know, but basically, like, don't get caught up in all of the details, but basically, as best you can, estimate what your time is worth. And he gives a formula for that. And it helped me really see how to structure my calendar, what appointments to say yes to, what appointments to say yes for an hour versus yes for 20 minutes. So that is probably one of the biggest helps that I had as a new entrepreneur.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I appreciate you for sharing that with us. And so now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. So if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Oh gosh, what I would tell my younger business self is that every day is not an up day, as I would say, as a CEO. And so oftentimes when we begin this journey, or when I began this journey, I thought, well, it's just going to be peaches and cream, but that is not the case. And what I've learned is that when it's not an up day, when it appears that a day is going to be a rough day or an extremely difficult day, that number one, it will pass. It's not going to last forever. And two, it's very easy to, we humans, we don't like to be under, we like to get out from under anything that makes us uncomfortable. But that takes a lot of energy if we're flailing about and going, oh, I don't like this. I don't like how this feels. But I've learned to understand that because this will pass, I'm able to say, I don't really like how this is going, or I don't like how this feels. However, it won't last forever. And that takes less energy. I'm expending less energy trying to avoid the negative feelings or the down day, if you will, versus just breathing, walking through it, and knowing that this too shall pass.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Dr. Dodd, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being a CEO to me means that I, one, get to lead. I get to lead other patients. I get to lead other business owners, other pharmacists. And it's a great responsibility, but it's also one of the most rewarding responsibilities because I get to design and lead my perspective on how patients should be taken care of and how their health should be cared for. And so while it's one of the greatest responsibilities, it's also one of the greatest privileges that I've ever had.
I appreciate that. Appreciate your time. Appreciate all the awesome things you're doing. What I wanted to do is ask you if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about everything you're doing.
Sure. So the one last thing, the last parting thought I'll leave, and this is really something that I learned along my journey with my parents and then my own health, is that I am very passionate that it is important to be the CEO, since we're talking about CEOs, it's important to be the CEO of your health. Your health is not the responsibility of your spouse, your adult children, or even your doctor for that in that regard. Your health is your responsibility. So I'd like to encourage everyone to be the CEO of their health. And then the way to stay connected or to connect and follow me is the website for Your Pharmacy Advocate is yourpharmacyadvocate.com. Again, that's yourpharmacyadvocate.com. There's a contact page there that you can fill out that contact information, and I'm able to get that and follow up, or on social media. Your Pharmacy Advocate has a page on Facebook. There is an account on Instagram, and then there's also LinkedIn. So again, Your Pharmacy Advocate is on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And we'll make sure to have those links in the show notes. And definitely thank you for the reminder as well, too. Our health is our greatest wealth. So we have to make sure that we are the CEO of that so that we can have the best life that we can have and the most wealth that we are able to achieve. So I truly appreciate your time, Dr. Dodigan, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.